This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, now to a strike of a different sort. Students at Emory University in Atlanta took part in a big strike yesterday. They took over part of an administration building to protest cuts, specifically a reorganization that will close several departments and liberal arts programs. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Joshua Stewart reports.
About 50 students crowded into a hallway hoping to talk to Emory's president.
We stay here with all of us until all our demands are met.
They're protesting cuts to liberal arts programs like journalism and visual arts. Elizabeth Hennig is a sophomore.
I disagree with the vision of Emory University as a science and technology school. I believe that the liberal arts are beautiful and should be preserved.
The university will still have liberal arts degrees, just not as many, and it makes room for new classes like contemporary China studies and new media. Gary Olson of Idaho State University has written about academic reorganizations. He says, not surprisingly, it's about doing more with less.
Universities are examining themselves and saying, oh my God, we've grown in ways that sometimes weren't logical or certainly weren't good for efficiency's sake.
Emory will phase in the changes over 5 years. Current students in those doomed liberal arts programs do get to finish their degrees. In Atlanta, I'm Joshua Stewart for Marketplace.